My name is David Fisk, detective first grade. I've been a cop in the NYPD for over 30 years. In that time, I've killed 14 people.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of Righteous Kill.
You know why you joined the force? To get respect. Most people respect the badge. Everybody respects the gun.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stewart, and Jacob are reviewing 11 movies where Al Pacino plays cops and mobsters.
Think he's a victim, or could he be a suspect?
I don't know, but either way, I think it's going to be fun.
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
Let's go. I'm buying.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
Think about retiring?
You mean death with benefits?
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Doc, give us a tip.
This week, donors of $35 or more will get to hear our bonus podcast review of Righteous Kill.
You didn't kill those guys, did you?
Here's a preview of that show.
You don't have a problem with me looking over the evidence, do you?
No problem.
This podcast preview may contain harsh language and plot spoilers.
Don't fuck around, okay? Just listen.
Listener discretion is advised.
We got a lot to cover, not much time to do it in.
I really don't want to sit here and tell you the half-baked shit. What I want to tell you is, who wrote this?
I did look up the writer because I'm like, who gave a high schooler money for this script? Because this is high school creative writing level.
Russell Gewitz? Gerwitz? I'm not sure exactly how to say it. I liked his first film, Inside Man. It was a Spike Lee heist film.
I like that one.
Very enjoyable B film. Not one that you'll remember always, but had a good time with it. Denzel was good in the film. Had a nice little twist. I don't remember seeing in the first scene, feeling like, oh, I know what's going to happen. But yeah, here's a lesson in Hollywood. After you have a hit with the script, be ready for another script right away. Because they're going to give you a lot of money for your next script. And if you don't have a good one ready, it's going to be Righteous Kill. This guy's next script was the last script he ever got produced. He has never worked again. And he will never work again because he blew it. This was his chance after Inside Man to be a big screenwriter. And he produced this film and Robert De Niro signed on to it. And then it was a snowball. No one could stop. Then everyone wanted to be a part of it. And they didn't care where they were. Why would you care? I would join up with this movie. You mean I get to work with Pacino and De Niro and Leguizamo and all these people? You would never pass up on that opportunity to do that. Even knowing how awful the script was at the center. But it is the root of all evil that we have something that was so not ready to be filmed attached to such major stars who got it pushed through at presumably a $60 million budget.
You know, that's what happened with that movie 43. They got one name attached and all of a sudden they'd say, oh, this person's involved. Oh, well then sign me on. Okay, now these people are involved. Oh, Hugh Jackman, look who's involved in this. Okay, I'll do it. Now we got Hugh Jackman. Let's go and get more people. It just does snowball like that. And at the end, everybody signed a contract. Everybody knows this is a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they just got to get through it or else they'll be sued.
It's like the Bernie Madoff like pyramid scheme plan to getting a movie greenlit. But you can see it. De Niro didn't have any quality control at this point. He was signing up for shit thrillers. And once he signed that dotted line and John Abnett said, yeah, I'll direct it. I want to work with De Niro. And I'll call up my friend Pacino. It was like this unstoppable train headed towards utter disaster.
But do you know if there was a murder with that gun? Do you know what happened with that gun?
Well, he put it in an evidence bag. I thought he got it out of an evidence bag.
Uh-huh.
So it was used in some crime somewhere. And I guess he thought that maybe the other guy just wouldn't have an alibi for whatever. Pick a crime. You know what? Whatever you like. Maybe 50 Cent shot it. We do have a random scene of him shooting two people that they never explain. So maybe that was it. I don't know.
I mean, the most ridiculous thing for me is the only hook there is at this point, because I know how it's going to end, is why does Al Pacino become a killer cop?
Right.
And it's because he lost his faith because he saw his partner frame someone. So he's like, I'm going to start killing people.
I knew I was in trouble right away. Again, even if you don't guess the twist, they're coming into this crime scene and visions of altar boys walking down the church pews are superimposed over the crime scene.
I thought they were walking out of the crime scene. That was superimposed. That was like a vision.
The first time I watched this, I thought the murder was in a church. But the second time, I'd already gotten to the priest kill the first time. And so I'm like, wait a second. This isn't really happening. This is just visions of how he was molested.
Yes. And so I think that that's the trigger, is that because this guy killed a daughter. The plot is really stupid. Like, he gets off because his girlfriend, who is the mother of the daughter he killed, made it an excuse for him, and then later will come in crying and regret it. It's Oscar winner Melissa Leo, by the way, that's doing that 2 seconds.
Oscar winner.
Yeah, she won a fucking Oscar.
For what?
The Fighter.
Oh, wow. Wow, she's slumming it.
Yeah, they all are. I mean, who isn't? Welcome to the slums.
This is true Catwoman material.
Yeah, this is, it's so dreadful, but again, that for some reason, a murderer goes free. I mean, we've seen this. We covered the Death Wish series. This is usually an attempt to explore the pros and cons of vigilantism, right? We usually are debating whether they're bad or not, but because, yes, De Niro was so revered by Al Pacino. This is 4 years ago, by the way. They've been working together for 40 fucking years. But 4 years ago, he decided to stick a gun under a man's sofa because he got away with killing Melissa Leo's daughter. That is the snapping point for Al Pacino. And he's going to kill 14 people, most of which we don't know why or how. They just kind of skip over a lot of them.
They do one and then they jump forward to like 11.
Yes. I mean, number one is pretty great. Rambo, the skateboarding pimp.
Are they punking us? That had to be the word. Like, who pitched that? A skateboarding pimp.
I was telling my wife about this plot because she did not watch it with me. And she's like, shut up. You're lying. You're lying. This isn't real.
Yeah.
I now understand why my mother was talking about anything other than the movie that was on. Yeah. She got before I did what a piece of shit I put in the player. But they are so obvious. Here's where I figured it out. I wasn't like Jacob, where in the first few minutes, I'm like, well, if it's De Niro doing this, it's obviously not De Niro who's a killer. Because, I mean, I look at things that we reviewed that were very good, like Goodfellas.
You approach this like Goodfellas?
It's a De Niro Pacino film. I came in thinking it was a prestige film. So,
yeah, you will never think of them that way again.
No, you can't. You cannot.
If you are unfortunate enough to find your way to this box and think these are two legendary actors, you will never think of them as legends again.
But the line that got me is when Pacino says to De Niro, what am I going to do? You're my partner. You're my role model. And then later on, De Niro, looking into the camera, says, he took a bullet for me. He was my role model. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, now I just don't know what's going on. Is one of them a schizophrenic? Is it a Fight Club situation? Are we seeing even the right thing and they're going to body swap at the end? It's not as complicated as I feared, but it is so obvious if you're paying attention.
I did actually have a horrifying moment at one point where I'm like, is Pacino a ghost and not really there? Like, is it Sixth Sense, really?
I'm not that far off from you because, look, do we really got to talk about every kill? I don't think so.
They don't talk about every kill. There's supposed to be 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the kills aren't even that important that we see. Like,
they're righteous. They're self-righteous.
Yeah. Here's my go-to, because this is about two detective cops and they're killing people. I'm like, oh, can we throw in 30 seconds of Pinhead at the end dragging Pacino to hell? Because this is just a Hellraiser film. Like, it is the quality of those straight-to-video Hellraiser films.
My go-to is, like, back in the early 90s when there would be a big hit on the movie theater, like Basic Instinct would come out. There'd be something coming out like basic seduction on the video shelf that would confuse people so you would rent the wrong thing. This is like the shit fake movie. I want to find like the real, like the not righteous kill.
These are the ones that usually starred Frank Stallone and all I said was Stallone.
Right, exactly. This is the trap that you set to fool people into renting something that they would know instantly is awful. And I've fallen for that trap many times, but again, never does that get released in a movie theater.
And never does it star De Niro and Pacino.
And never do they get this high up on the chain of actors. That's exactly right. You never get somebody of that caliber to do that low grade of a project.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
I was really hoping you'd get it, too.
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Assault on Precinct 13, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, plus the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
Not bad.
Not bad? The fuck were you looking for?
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
When you pick up a check one day, then I'll believe in miracles.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
We never had this conversation.
What conversation?
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of the respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review and no infringement is intended.
He was tried for the crime but was acquitted by a jury of his peers.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
My partner and I found this unacceptable. My partner is a good man.
Bada boom, bada bing, you're out of here.